USA News, I'm Tim Berg. As lawmakers on Capitol Hill are continuing to discuss a border security package, which would send aid as well to Israel, Ukraine, or Taiwan, Colorado Democratic Senator Michael Bennett explains on Fox News Sunday why he believes aid anywhere is a tricky situation on Capitol Hill.
You can't get 70 votes for anything in the United States Senate. That is a reflection of how urgent Republicans and Democrats in the Senate feel about this. I believe it's a reflection of the American people's sense of urgency when democracy is under attack.
The UN's top court is rejecting a call for it to intervene in Israel's planned ground offensive against Hamas in the city of Rafah. The International Court of Justice turning down the request from South Africa, saying its previous order, which requires Israel to fully comply with the Genocide Convention, still applies. The United States fears that Russia might put a nuclear weapon in space. Florida Republican Congressman Michael Walls joins Fox News Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo to weigh in.
President Trump knew that you can't be number one on Earth if you're number two in space. He also knew that every shot in all of our war games, the first shots were fired in space and in cyberspace. So he absolutely created the Space Force. They needed the budget. They needed the equal seat at the table in the Pentagon. And once again, Trump was right.
President Joe Biden's youngest brother, Jim Biden, was deeply involved in a company now being investigated for an alleged massive Medicare fraud scheme. Politico obtaining an email in which the younger Biden mentions using his connection with his brother, the former vice president, to help with the scheme. No comment from either President Biden or the White House regarding the allegations. This is USA News.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Many along the California coast are continuing to brace for flooding in the next several days.
State emergency officials are issuing some evacuation orders as well. They say there could be flash flooding and landslides possibly through Wednesday. It's partially because of a massive winter storm that's set to slam the Sierra Nevada mountain range between L.A. and San Francisco. High-altitude portions of Yosemite, the Sierra National Forest, and Sequoia National Park could all receive 3 to 5 feet of new snow. It will almost certainly mean a massive snow melt in the coming days. The National Weather Service has posted flood watches and high surf advisories covering a region from Burbank, California, south, all the way to Chula Vista at the U.S.-Mexico border.
USA's Ryan Daniels with that report. Speaking to ABC's This Week, Pennsylvania Democratic Governor Josh Shapiro is sharing his thoughts on a potential Trump-Biden rematch.
And I think it speaks to the broader issue right now that while Donald Trump and Joe Biden's names may ultimately be on the ballot and be our choices in November, this election really is about all of us and whether or not we're going to rise up and use our voices and ultimately our vote to protect our fundamental freedoms.
Shapiro is endorsing President Biden for a second term. This as South Carolina Republican Senator Tim Scott says the world was safer when Donald Trump was president. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.